Coffee time. Nothing like a hot cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Good morning. Fall is in the air, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I have a verse from Proverbs this morning to keep in mind as I share some thoughts about finding contentment and peace in trusting God's plan, even if we don't always understand. Proverbs 16:11. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The simple message in this verse is that we humans make plans for our lives. Because we cannot see the future, our plans are likely up for change. In that unseen world of faith, the Lord watches our steps and keeps us on track to become our best self if we will just trust that His plan is likely a lot better than ours. His plan is where peace and contentment rest. I ask you to think for a moment of a newborn baby wrapped in a swaddling blanket and sound asleep. This tiny little human has no thought of fear for the day, tomorrow, next month. When he or she is tired, she sleeps. When she's hungry, she whimpers and is fed. When she is uncomfortable, she is held close and comforted. I don't know exactly when a child begins to experience fears or anxiety, but according to Dr. Dawn Hubner, author of the book Outsmarting Worry, newborns recognize and prefer their parents, but the separation anxiety doesn't start until 6 to 8 months. So, for those first 6 months, baby is at peace with the world. Baby has no idea there is anything to worry about. He or she seems to be born knowing that a whimper on his part results in needs being met. Sheer contentment with a full stomach, the warmth of the parent's body, the beat of their heart, so soothing, so peaceful. No fear of the next hour or day or week or month. Haven't you ever watched a little one as they sleep and wished for that kind of contentment again in your life? Once we begin to become aware of the world around us, we begin to see the pain in life. An argument between children, a skinned knee or stumped toe, and we flee home to comfort and care. Gradually, as we become adults, we are more and more aware of difficulties of life, difficulties that can't be bandaged by a loving parent. Life can become scary. We have our plans, our hopes for comfort and security in life, dreams of love and a home and family of our own, a profession that will provide our needs. But getting to that point can be fraught with detours, missteps, that can discourage and cause stress and anxiety. Before we know it, we have developed a whole array of habits to defend and protect ourselves from the hurts of life. After a while, we are more comfortable with our defenses than with trust in the Lord. Oh, if we could only be that sleeping baby again. Well, we can't. But I believe that we can get close. For me, it has taken repeated training through this difficulty and that difficulty, this problem and that problem, expending a great deal of energy trying to solve problems I had no control over, depending on my habits, my defenses to protect me. But life is a cycle. We are born with no worry. Gradually, we learn to worry and fear. Anxiety for today and future can take over. We can't see the future, and we really don't need to. What we do need to know is the Lord would rather you have joy as you see many of your dreams come true. As time passes and life happens, if we are willing, gradually we become to know the Lord. Gradually we learn we can trust Him with our lives, our hopes, our dreams, our problems. As we do, we get closer and closer to the peace we once experienced as that newborn. Last week, I went to see my oncologist for my regular appointment. She always asks me how I'm feeling and checks this and that and the other. I ask her the latest questions I have on my mind. Sometimes she gives me answers right away, and sometimes she says she will check on it and get back to me. On this visit, I asked her a vague question, alluding to how long feeling so good, as I do, would last, how long the new chemo drug is likely to work. Her response was, "I don't know. There are always side effects with chemo, but we don't know when or if they will show up. It's different for different people. Since this is a brand new drug, we don't have as much data on it." Then she added, "You know, you are my first and only patient on this new drug, Retevmo." "So we'll find out together," I said, and we both laughed. So here I am. There is a plan. As Solomon says, we humans plan. Dr. L has her treatment plan, and I have mine. Taking my chemo medicine, eating well, exercising, getting enough sleep. That's it. That's my part. Neither Dr. L or myself really knows what tomorrow will bring for me, but I have plans. Plans for a fall fishing trip, and I'm thinking of the holidays and how we will manage the traditional family gatherings. I could choose to worry about the future. It is a choice. I could expend energy trying to change what I cannot change. When those questions come into my head about my future, and they do, I push them away, for the Lord has clearly taught me that He knows my steps and He is leading me where He needs me to be. Giving my life over to His will has freed me and replaced anxiety and fear with peace and contentment. I encourage you to give up on worry and give your days to the Lord's plan for you. Growing in trust in the Lord, you can find that the scary things in life are not so scary when you trust that you are loved and cared for by our all-powerful God. Then at bedtime, wrap yourself in cozy blankets and fall asleep as peacefully and contented as you did as a newborn. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, we can be a stubborn lot, always wanting to have a plan for life. If only we could accept that changes in our plans are not a source of anxiety or worry, but an opportunity to grow in our trust of your guiding hand in our lives. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.